I remained a day or two longer at Carlisle after the funeral, until I felt mobile enough to travel. Then I took the train back to London. When I returned to the flat in Half Moon Street, a sense of loss caught up with me at last. I don't know how it was, but I was convinced that when I turned the key in the latch and put the bags down in the hall, I would hear Catherine's voice from upstairs calling, "Is that you, darling? Where on earth have you been?" And I would reply, "What do you mean, where on earth have I been? Where on earth have you been?" Catherine was not anywhere on earth. Her remains were in the earth, but she herself was gone. I stood in the hallway and, my senses sharpened by grief, it seemed to me I could smell her perfume in the air and hear the rustle of her last movements a fortnight ago, as she had gone about the flat, packing up her things for the journey north.